You are listening to the Mindful Marketing Show podcast, episode 59.
Welcome to the Mindful Marketing Show with Kimberly Maska. You are about to be empowered as we teach you the best marketing strategies used by today's spiritual entrepreneurs. Get ready to share your message and inspire people worldwide.
Hello, I am Kimberly Maska, your mindful marketer, and I would like to welcome you to the Mindful Marketing Show, the podcast for spiritual entrepreneurs who are ready to change the world with their gift and have a business that reflects their authentic self. I know how frustrating it can be to launch a new business, so I have a free gift for you. It is the Jumpstart Your Spiritual Business Guide. In it, you will find all of the tools you need to, well, jumpstart your spiritual business and create an abundance of time, money, and freedom. Don't wait to share your gift with the world. Get your copy of Jumpstart Your Spiritual Business today at mindfulmarketingshow.com. Now, before we jump in, this episode is brought to you by Kickstart Cart, my shopping cart of choice for myself and my clients. It has everything you need to create the business of your dreams with passive income, or as I like to call it, make money while you meditate. Picking the right shopping cart for your business is a big deal, and it can also be very confusing. So what I have done is created a free workshop for you to help you through the decision-making process. You can find this free shopping cart workshop at mindfulmarketingshow.com/kickstart. That is mindfulmarketingshow.com/kickstart. Now let's listen to this episode. Hello and welcome. I am Kimberly Maska, your host of Mindful Marketing, the podcast where today's mind, body, spirit thought leaders discuss the latest strategies to build your business and take the icky out of marketing. Joining us today is Nadia Tumas. Nadia is an award-winning life and business coach and advanced certified hand analyst working with women entrepreneurs. She is an internationally known leading expert with a thriving private practice. People are sometimes surprised to learn that Nadia graduated from university with a degree in chemical engineering. She then went on to become a fully licensed branch office manager in financial services. Nadia is also a licensed practical nurse, and extensive clinical experience has given her just an amazing and unusual background, and she's also an accomplished Reiki master. And now you are a life coach, and you've been all over the place with this, and I love your background. So Nadia, thank you so much for joining me, and thank you just so much for being here.
Thank you so much, Kimberly, and I'm so excited. And I'm excited because I can share my path and how I really start market myself, because I, like you see my background, and my background is was all over, and it's a part of my path. That's... it's a reason why I learned so much, because I tried to find why I'm here.
So let's talk about that, because you have, you know, I'm always amazed, and I feel funny, I always say, like, you have an incredible story to all my guests, but everyone has the most amazing stories, but you're a little different. So let's tell us how you ended up on this life journey here to where you are today.
My journey may be really different because I came from another country, and I was a chemical engineer, and I came here to America 20 years ago, didn't speak a word of English, was single mom with two small children. And like people ask me, what are you going to do? I said, I don't know, but I'm going to be successful.
It
sounds like a book, you know, but in reality, if you don't set your mind for the positive expectation, nothing good really going to happen in life. And because my background, I was growing in the family, and the whole society was oriented by knowledge. And I'm sure a lot of people thinking knowledge is a power, and knowledge is the one who's going to make us successful. So I was studying all my life. You can see all this background. And then I was studying, I make money, I was successful. I mentioned that I was a branch office manager for 7 years. I work with the biggest company of United States and Pacific Life and Alliance and ING and Zurich and Mutual Fund and Transamerica. And I was doing all this investment and make money. And what's interesting, on the way to do this, part of it was missing, and very often clients tell me, you know, Nadia, you're so different. You kind of care a little bit more than regular financial professional who just want to close you and make a sale. You really want to figure out what's going on and help us.
And that's such a great gift, because so many people just go in and they do the job. And then to be able to expand that and be able to help people is just wonderful.
Yeah, and at certain point, I realized it missing something, and it was like a very interesting pattern in everything I was doing. I was doing, I get success, I make money, and then I feel like something empty inside of me, something missing. What is this? Yeah. It sounds maybe familiar for a lot of people, because at certain age, and it's happened only 6 years ago. It's happened, like you mentioned, in 2007. It's happened in 2007.
Yep.
For me.
Okay.
Yeah.
The big change for a lot of people, I think. I don't know if it was market turning or what, but a big year for change for people.
Yeah, and we're going, so I start feeling that I cannot be there anymore. I cannot be in financial industry. And it was my lowest point of life that I feel like I want to work away. I just don't care. And at this moment, it's always like we look up and we ask, and we pray, and we just really want the change. We don't know how. And what really, from my experience, very often we seeking for how, but reality we just need to trust and sometimes surrender. And I get email, simple email from one of my friends, and she said, Nadia, famous medium coming to town, and I highly recommend you to meet him. And medium, okay.
and
medium, and I like all this stuff, but at the same time, he was kind of expensive, and at that time, I was measuring everything in a different way. You know, I'm thinking, this is expensive, but now for me, it was like not even expensive at all. So it's changed my whole view on money changed, and I finally make decision, and I visit him, with a very deep desire to really get the answer. And I don't know if you're familiar with mediums, but mediums is not psychic. Mediums,
right.
People connecting us to another invisible world. And I first time in my life, I see this medium, and he's sitting, a nice guy, you know, like a regular guy. And he's not woo-woo looking at all. So, yeah, because we always think medium is somebody with like special hat and weird looking. And he looked at me and he said, Nadia, would you like to know why you came here? I was like, oh my God, that's exactly why I came to you. He said, you came here to this world to help people to discover their highest potential by using hand.
Oh.
And he didn't know that I have a gift, which I never really make a big deal out of it. I can read people's hands since I was a small girl.
Wow.
And I didn't do this like predictive part. I just look at people's hand and I feel who they are. And it was always, I remember 16 years old, I like this skills. I just pull the hand and I tell people and said, oh my God, Nadia, it's so accurate. It's 97% accurate. But I never charge money for this. I don't think it's serious, because my brain trained, you need to get education. It's not serious business. And now this guy, I pay him so much money, and he tell me that I need to go and do hands.
You're like, wait a minute.
I was like really pissed off. And I said, so you want me to be on the Venice beach sitting and read people's hand? Because I remember I was rollerblading, and there was a lot of people sitting, weird looking people on the beach, reading people's hand for $10. But he looked at me, smiled, and he said, Nadia, if spirit wants something for you, you just need to trust and surrender. And don't make an early assumption. But somehow he put the seeds in my consciousness. You know, like that he put the seeds, I start thinking about it. And exactly in 2 weeks after our meeting, I was looking through yoga magazine. Yeah, just took yoga magazine and was reading some stuff. And suddenly I found an article about a woman who was executive in entertainment company. And now she's doing decoding. She's tell people to define life purpose through hand, through fingerprint. And I said, oh my God, I didn't even know that this existed. Something I supposed to do. So I start Googling this information, and it's how I discover International Institute of Hand Analysis, where I start studying.
That's fantastic. Sometimes it's just the nudge, right? He was just the nudge to get you to go in the right direction.
Yeah, and what another tip, like for everybody, sometimes we all have hidden gift. We have something very lucrative in us. Some we take it for granted. We think it's not expensive, we're not gonna make money with this, it's just a gift, it's just a hobby.
Yeah.
And our hobby, sometimes it's what we came here to do and expand and build a business around it.
So now what were the steps that you took to actually make a business? Now you know this is your calling, you like all the signs are there. So what was the transition into actually creating a business around your hand reading?
The first at the beginning, I didn't even think about business because I just reading hands. I was reading hands. I didn't charge a lot of money. I was reading hands. But then I realized it's not a business. It's just reading hands. And nobody know about me. I'm like a hidden treasure. Yeah, because I realized because I in financial company, I was doing a lot of marketing. I was a marketing director, the start as a marketing director. So I realized you need to do marketing. You need to start learning how to let this world know about yourself. But it was a different structure. Hand is different. So how am I going to do this? So I start looking around. I start taking classes. I start learning. And I realize that your gift and your talent and your skills, it's just like your heart. But without blood circulation, the marketing is not our circulatory system, our blood. The marketing is the blood. I just give you this analogy with a body. Heart without blood, bringing oxygen to the heart is not going to function. So marketing is your ability to bring your gift to the world. And you need to realize it because people living in denial.
Yes. Yes, they do. And it's, you know, it's so important. I love that. It's the marketing is just bringing your gift out and sharing it. And it's frankly, it's our duty to do that. That is our duty on this planet, is to take our gift out to the world and help people.
Absolutely. And people scared of marketing and people scared of sale and people scared of business themselves. And they didn't realize that if you really have a gift, it's only way to bring this gift and share with other people through building business around it and use marketing to let people know what you do.
Yep.
Yeah.
So how are you marketing to your ideal client, and who is your ideal client?
My ideal client, which I didn't know at the beginning, I was serving everybody, and I have even agreeing with my husband. He said, "You're serving everybody. Why you care about marketing? You know, like an ideal client? Like because I started studying, and I said I need to figure out who's my ideal client." He said, "No, you're serving everybody." I said, "You need to narrow to market. You need to narrow to market." And one of my coach told me, "You need to go." 1 inch narrow and 7 feet deep.
Oh, that's a great analogy. I love that.
And but why is that? Because look at us. If he wants to do something for our body or something, like, for example, I want to find the surgeon or I want to find some expert. I don't want somebody who is knowing everything, like a regular doctor. I want an expert. I want somebody who specializes in this area. I want to know me in and out. I want to feel me. I want this person to really care and have this so great skills that I trust him to really bring whatever I decided to do. So go narrow and really be expert in specific skills and specific area. It's necessity to market yourself. And people said, so it's mean if people are going to come to me outside of this niche, outside of ideal client, I'm not going to serve them. No, you can serve them. This is for bringing business in a bigger scale.
Yep, you've got the right people in the door to start.
Yeah, and plus, if you market yourself, if you really send some messages and write new letters and put some article and whatever marketing involved, and even on Facebook, you need to create some identity that people know who you are. You need to tell this world, hey, this is who I am and that's who I serve. And other people can come too. But you need to talk to specific group of people. And you're asking, who is my ideal client? Then I realized the majority of people who come to me, it's a woman who 40 plus, 45 plus. I start making a little bit early because I get women who come at 35, 45. But 40 is an age that, like, I realize from my energetical healing that woman third eye open at age 38.
Oh, I did not know that. That's neat to know.
And then it's open, you start seeing and feeling things you didn't feel before. And purpose and all stuff I really do, it's all about state of mind. It's state of your consciousness. It's not even state of mind, it's state of your consciousness. So if you're not aware, if you don't realize who you are, how you really interested in this. You don't care. 20 years old don't care about purpose. They just want to have fun. Make money, have fun. So they come to me once in a blue moon, 21 years old. The mother pay for his session because he wants to work with me. But he's not even working. He doesn't want it. His mother wants it for him because he's lost.
Right.
But I want people who come to me consciously. People who... Yeah,
people who you can really help, right? Because if they don't want to be there, which is why the ideal client avatar is so important. You want to make sure they really want to be there so that your gift can be used in the most positive way.
Absolutely. And then you can write something because it's very important to speak. Then you write, you speak to their soul, and then you speak to everybody people don't get. But you talk to me, I get it. You talk to my pain, you talk to my problem. People said, oh, I need it. Because she really talked to me, she understand me. That is why expert really bring very specific knowledge, very specific information. And he talked to problem or pain or something that bothers a specific group of people. And that's people responding. It's how my all marketing work.
Yeah. Fantastic. So how are you marketing to your people? Do you have a certain strategy that works best for you?
The best strategy for me, first of all, at the beginning, I start trying everything. You know, you try to figure out because I wasn't really online marketing. Then I was in financial company. We're doing a lot of one-on-one. So for me, it was new online marketing. So I start introducing myself to social media. I remember I signed for everything possible. I was studying. It was crazy. I came to Mary Smith intensive and I was studying with her. It was like 3 days intensive. And people was talking about Facebook and I have 200 people on Facebook. And on Twitter, I don't even have account on Twitter. And Mary showed us how to open account and I'm a very ambitious person. I really like to win. And I said, Mary, tell me how to bring people to my account. I said, Nadia, and social media is important to reach tipping point. Tipping point, you know, that certain amount of people, then it became like a snowball. And she told me 500 people, 500 people. Then you'd reach, I think 500, she told me, 500 to 1,000 people. And I start intensively building my social media. It was fun for me. So I start posting, I start inviting people. And in a very short, like 3 months, I get 5,000 people.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah, because was like people afraid of social media or using social media just to post picture of this. Social media, it's a great tool to let this world know what you do in a very nice, very friendly way. You cannot put all your effort and only on social media, but social media give us visibility. And I, the same way I use Twitter, I think I have 15,000 or 17,000 people on my Twitter. So it's a big group of people. And I start just building. You just start building, start sharing. Because social media give you essence. I don't recommend anybody spend a lot of time on social media. Just put timer and decided that you're going to do it on a regular basis, but small amount of time, like 15 minutes, 20 minutes, put a timer, and then it's finished, just get out, because it's very seducing. It's very addictive.
It can be. I call it the time suck.
Yeah. So I use timer a lot. And the same use approach on LinkedIn. because LinkedIn, I was a little bit intimidated. I think, oh my God, it's a lot of serious people. But then, yeah, it's like a lot of fear we have sometimes, an unknown. We don't know how to start, and we don't have time. A lot of inner messages, I don't have time, I don't know how to start. But in reality, then you start, and you start inviting people, and you put a great profile. You need to create a professional profile. It doesn't matter what you do, but you need to treat yourself and look at yourself, what you do, in a professional way. You don't say, oh, I'm just a massage therapist, or I'm just a healer. No. Bring the gift, bring the bonus, the benefit that you bring to the people. And language of your profile is very, very important. So people feel like you're professional and you treat everything seriously. And start building, start inviting, start sharing. So this is one part of what I will start doing. And another thing that really brings me a lot of visibility is interview. Yes. And interview start in 2011. I was invited first time, and you know, like telesummits, I was invited and I didn't even know how to do it. I didn't prepare. I was like, I'm new. English, my second language. I mean, you know, it's a lot of limited belief, like I cannot do this. But then I realized I'm in mission. And I invite everybody who listening us to really ask yourself a question, why are you doing what you're doing? It's not just for money. You're doing because you bring your gift. You want to bring your gift to the world. You want to share something that nobody has. Your uniqueness, your ability, your energy. And that is why you're doing what you're doing. And never forget about your uniqueness.
So true. And because that's our gift. That is the gift.
Yeah, and everybody, this is a good thing, because I'm working with people's hand. Our hand is different. Our line is different. Our shape is different. And because our personality is different. And on the top of personality, we have a soul agenda. We have life purpose. We have life lesson. We have life school. I'm not going to go into detail, but imagine we have so many uniqueness in us, and we try to copy other people.
Yeah, it's so... tempting to copy, or not even just do the comparison, but we have to remember we're just individuals, and that's the key. Absolutely. So now let's talk about your business a little bit, and what's been your greatest success in building your business? And we're going to flip it around in a second, and I'm going to ask you your greatest failure too, because I think we learned so much from our failures. But what was the greatest success?
The greatest success was to realize that I'm changing soul life, many lives. Then I start going internationally, and you ask me how it's happened. It's happened when I acknowledge that I have a gift. Mm-hmm. If people asking, and everybody looking for secret, we're talking about marketing, and people looking for technical advice, they're looking for software, they're looking for tips. My biggest tips for everybody, you need to accept your gift. It's need to own it. You need to say, I am a treasure. I am a gift. I can create transformation in this world.
And we all have that gift somewhere in us. We just have to find it and acknowledge it.
Yeah, and that's what I do.
Yeah.
Discovering gift.
I love it.
I discover the gift. And so, but it's what I discover so many gifts I didn't realize about my gift. And it's interesting. I have so many coaches. I have so many people who surround me, said, Nadia, you're amazing. And I have some doubts inside of me. And you know why? Because part of my lesson, it sounds funny, but I came here to learn that I'm not a failure.
Mm.
Part of the lesson, and again, not go to detail, we have life lesson, failure. So I came here to learn that I'm not a failure. And it's so strong in me. All my life, I try to prove that I'm not a failure. I realize all this education, part of my proof. See how good I am? I am not a failure. But then I realized how much energy it really cost me, this proof. Mm-hmm. And I realized I don't need to prove anything to anybody. I am successful. I am a gift. As soon as I acknowledge it and tell myself, not even to the world starts responding. It's you know, Kimberly, do you know that universe working on our side?
I know. Isn't it beautiful?
It's beautiful, it's magical, and it's difficult to believe because we have such a strong logical brain, and our logical brain dismiss a lot of very amazing information. We don't believe that something's going to happen because I just believe, but reality it's do. So what's happened, I tell you, the miracles start happening to me, then I acknowledge my gift, I announce I am talented, I'm a miracle worker. I can change people's life in a flip of my finger, give them different consciousness. And people start contacting me after this interview from country all over the world. I'm collecting stamp from every envelope that came to me.
That's beautiful. I love that. And it's, you know what? We are all miracle workers, and that's amazing.
Yeah.
I love it.
Because you're working with mind, body, and spirit. And so, do you know that we are spiritual being living in physical body? We're not physical body having spiritual experience. People forgot about this.
It's sad, but it's true. We do forget.
Yeah.
It's just easier, right? We go with the easy route. It's just we can see our body, so we just think that's what we are, but it's not.
And the reason why people struggling a lot, because they don't trust, they need to see to believe.
Yeah.
They need to see to believe because the spiritual part is invisible. Energy is invisible. And if you're especially working with energy, you know that like energy is invisible. And then you doing all this energy passes. People think, oh, my God, she just creates something. It's all our logical brain. It's all our consciousness. Our consciousness require proof. And our self-consciousness unlimited. And if we don't go there because we require proof, we really limit our ability in this world. So if you want to make your marketing is really mind, body, spirit marketing, you need to give yourself permission to access your gift and tell universe, I'm ready, give me a help. Sounds a little bit kind of like woo-woo, but I pray and I open to receive. And without this openness, without this inner confidence that you're going to receive, nothing really going to happen. You're going to stumble and try to copy other people, collecting a lot of data.
Yep. Oh, I love it. I'm sitting here just smiling. if my listeners could see me, I'm just sitting here smiling. It's like we're all ready. And to be able to say we're ready, universe, bring it, that's like the best thing ever.
Yeah, absolutely. And at the same time, I don't tell you, okay, just stay on your knee and pray and do nothing. This is another thing. Our spiritual part need to be in action, in motion. So there is no right answer. You need to be in motion. You need to act. You need to move. But you need to trust at the same time. You don't just move and only count on you. If I'm not working hard, if I'm not going to do my marketing, if I'm not going to go on social media and post, nothing going to happen. But at the same time, you need to connect. You need to bring other energy. If you talk about mind, body, and spirit, you need to forget about spirit.
So true, so true. So I'm going to switch gears a little bit. We're going to get a tiny bit technical. But as an entrepreneur, we all have different software and tools that we use that we can't live without. What is the one thing you can't live without?
It was an interesting question. it's a great question, an interesting question, because I'm using a lot of software, and I use a lot of apps. And one of my favorite one, it will be like funny, like I asked my husband, I said, what do you think my favorite apps? What was my favorite software? He said, Microsoft Word. It's true because I'm using so much to really do editing and here and there, and it's accessible. I mean, I think everybody on computer and Mac and PC, we have Microsoft Word. I'm using another software. I'm using Infusionsoft.
Okay.
I'm using Infusionsoft, and I'm not using myself. I have it at my technical support doing this because we was using a Weber, we're using a lot of autoresponder, and then shopping cart on this end. And it's a lot of small pieces. I want everything together. And Infusionsoft give you everything together, plus ability to create campaign and using autoresponder and send messages. So it's something together.
Yeah.
And so if you really want, this is just the thoughts out loud. If you start business at the beginning, you just need to use something simple. If you're talking to somebody who just start business and you have that talent and you decided to do marketing, we have software like MailChimp. MailChimp is free,
right,
till certain amount. So just don't allow yourself to stop because you don't understand technology and you don't understand how to do it. And I don't recommend everybody to learn everything. This is what one of my mistakes, because I have an engineering background and I think, oh, I can do everything myself. It's very limiting if you start doing everything yourself.
Yeah.
So this is my suggestion. From the beginning, try to delegate, try to find some help. And your help gonna grow together with you. And you can hire people for hourly, certain hour a month, or somebody who can do your opt-in page, somebody who help you to create a simple website if you need to. You can start working. I didn't have a website for 2 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I didn't need website. I just, people sent me people. So I was working just busy.
I love it. So now, and what book or books, there could be multiples, that have been invaluable to you that could be business or spiritual, but that has really made an impact on your life?
Oh, it's a lot of books. If you can look at my library, I was recently moving and I have such a huge library. And I said, I'm going to get rid of my clothes, but I'm not going to get rid of my book. My book is the biggest treasure. So one of the book, and I'm sure it's a classical book, it's Think and Grow Rich. And I'm sure people heard about this. And I suggest people to take this book and read it over and over again. Why? Because this book is really tell you, don't work hard and getting rich and get rich. Think and grow rich. Use your intellect, use your different senses, start believing in yourself. This is kind of like the foundation. And the other book, I read a lot of book about copywriting, I took a lot of courses about copywriting, because if you really want to learn something, you want to learn something really expensive. Copywriting is very expensive skills.
That's a really good point. If you're going to learn something, learn the thing that's going to cost you the most, outsource.
Yeah. So, and plus, I was trying to hire people for copywriting, and they didn't understand what I'm doing. And whatever they write, it didn't resonate with me. So I realized I need to write my copy myself. So I'm writing copy myself.
And that's a good point, especially in mind, body, spirit. I've run into that with people I had working on my book. I've been saying this for a few months. I promise one day people will actually get out there. But I had a ghostwriter working on a piece, and I, we speak differently. It's a mind, body, spirit, vocabulary. And he would change things, and I would be like, he has no idea what I'm talking about.
Exactly. Exactly. Because people, there was ridiculous. A couple of times, I explained to them, and then it's what I see. People is not in my world. People don't believe in what I do. So they don't understand what I'm doing. And that is why I realized I need to learn it myself.
Yep.
So all my copy, I'm writing myself. And another thing that use the help. It's so much help around. So much help around. You ask me about what books is really valuable to me. I think my favorite book, it's a book about learn about prosperity and learn about money and learn about understanding your own value. Because the main thing why people struggling in life and in marketing, because they don't realize their own value.
I was going to say, do you have a title of that book if people wanted to know what it was? Specific or no?
My first book, how to emergency book, how to create money fast. I just in my office right now, and I just this book is the emergency handbook of the getting money fast.
I like that.
And this book is Carol Dore. This book many years ago, 7 or 8 years ago, I went to seminar. And this woman, she learned about, teach about manifestation, and she teach you very interesting technique, how to attract money. And it's The way she presented it, the first page, she said, if you really needed money, I don't want you to read whole book. Read on this page, and on this page. It's so urgent.
That's perfect.
And I start practicing everything she said. I was, at that time, it was many years ago, I was working as a nurse. And I will start practicing the exercise she's giving, and it's really working. So this is one of the book, and I don't think a lot of people know about this book.
I know, I have not heard of it, but just so my listeners know, I will be posting it up on the website so they can go find it.
Yeah, and so another book about really learn about money, the book about prosperity, that help you to understand if you don't know your value. It's very difficult to put a price on your product and very difficult to market yourself to appropriate client because client doesn't hear what you're saying. Client feel how you feel about yourself. This is what I learned.
That's a fantastic point because we can say whatever we want, but if we're not feeling it and believing it behind that, it's that they're going to know.
Absolutely. You're going on appointment. You have interview. You have discovery session with your client. You want client to become your client, potential client. And then deeply inside I said, oh, I'm so scared. I don't think she knows that I don't know everything. Oh my God. So with this mindset, you're not gonna get result.
Right.
You're not gonna get result. Your confidence level is not good enough. You don't realize your value. It doesn't mean that you don't know. You can know everything. But you don't feel good about yourself. And if you don't feel good about yourself, people are going to feel it. It's the same in relationship.
Yeah.
You need to work on you.
Start on the inside.
Start from the inside.
So now looking back on your journey, if you had to look at it knowing what you know now and had to do it all over again, what would you do differently?
First of all, I take more action. Because whatever I am teaching and telling you right now, that I didn't feel confident, I was waiting for me being perfect. Remember, my life lesson is failure. I feel like I'm not perfect. And I studying, buying courses and go and study with mentor, and I'm not ready yet. And at certain point, I said, you know what? I'm never going to be ready. I'm just going to do it. And I enrolled 6 clients in 1 week.
Wow, look at that. That's fantastic.
It's what it tell me that I don't need to wait. I don't want you to wait. Just go and do it and be perfect. Try to. It doesn't mean that you don't need to know anything. But very often we know so much and we don't practice. The second thing, I really suggest people to hire a mentor. Because it's not about even knowledge. It's about somebody seeing you something you don't see in yourself.
It's the little bits of encouragement and insight because we can do things like I know I'll say I have a coach when it comes to marketing and I'll be doing things for my clients that I'm not doing for myself. And you forget about yourself. You put yourself last. And so it's so important to have a mentor there to kind of guide you.
Yeah. And I keep accountable.
Yeah.
Because it is out of accountability. You by yourself. You're flowing whatever wind doing, blowing, you know? It's not. And third one, hire help. Hire help to do things that you're not naturally good at.
Yep. Because they'll do it faster and better.
Yeah. I personally am not fast typer, but I'm a fast speaker. And I'm a fast thinker because... for me, typing, and so what I'm doing, I'm recording, and I send somebody to transcribe.
Yeah.
So if you, for example, fast typer and fast thinker, you can write yourself. But if not, it's going to take so much time for you to do something. Like create free giveaway. Part of the marketing is creating something you give people for free, and then people opt into your opt-in box and become part of your potential client, enjoy your world. But to create this free giveaway, you can do it in different way. You can make video, you can make audio, you can make ebook, transcribe it, your audio, and make ebook. So don't complicate your life, use help. You have the different website, like for example, Fiverr, $5. $5. Could you imagine?
Fiverr's amazing.
Fiverr, amazing. You have some, one time I went there, I said, oh my God, it's so many, too much fun. Yeah. And so Odesk. Mm-hmm. It takes time to find good people. Freelance. It's a lot of different sites that professional people all over the world offering your help. So it's rated. They give even money back guarantee. So don't give yourself permission. Give yourself permission. Don't hold back. And another thing, what I really want to add it, the reason why people don't ask for help, because they think it's expense. It's not expense. It's investment in your business.
Yeah. An investment in you, and that's the most important one.
Investment in you, then you have a mentor. You not pay mentor. You pay yourself through mentor.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is another mindset. I didn't have this mindset from the beginning. You believe me, I grow myself while I'm helping other people. I don't wait now for anything. My time is now.
Love it. I love it. I love your energy. I just want to say thank you so much for your time and great information. And thank you again for sharing everything with my listeners.
Yeah, it was a pleasure, Kimberly, talking to you. And I'm so looking forward to one day meet with you in person.
Fantastic. Oh, and I forgot to ask, if they wanted to find you and get their hand read and know their life purpose, where would they go to find you?
They can find me on my website, www.nadiatumas.com, N-A-D-I-A, Tumas, T-U-M-A-S.com. And I have a free, very special gift, Life Purpose Jumpstart Kit. So for somebody who wants to figure out where you are at your life purpose and really start moving in the right direction, I think it's a great start. So
fantastic. Thank you so much, and you have a beautiful day.
You too.
You have been listening to The Mindful Marketing Show with me, your host, Kimberly Maska. You can get more information about this episode and all of my episodes at mindfulmarketingshow.com. There you will find all of the show notes and links to the books and business resources we discussed. Again, that's mindfulmarketingshow.com. Until next time, be passionate, be inspired, and live your dream. Have a beautiful day.